Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Void, a show dedicated to filling the void between being an employee and becoming self-employed. Most people refer to starting their own company as taking the leap as if they're blindly jumping off a cliff and into the unknown. This show is here to help you understand that it doesn't have to be that way. As always, if you like what you're hearing on the show, please do us a favor and help share The Void with somebody else who might be wanting to start their own company. We saw an opportunity to help others understand that self-employment is well within their reach, and just as our businesses have grown organically and by word of mouth, we want this show to grow the same way. So if you see somebody asking questions about starting their own service-based business, please do us a favor and send them a link to the show. I'm your host, Mitch Smedley, and with me as always is David Hilton.
Mitch, I love you, buddy. Austin, could you be professional for like 2 minutes?
Yeah, Austin's making fart noises in the background while we're doing the intro.
You kept it together, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was pretty impressive.
I'm
like,
used to his fart noises.
Like, real or fake?
Both.
Okay. All yep. During the week, you guys are riding the cab.
Yep.
It smells like a dead piece of ass in there. That's the problem with plumbing companies.
Yeah.
Everything smells like shit.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is, I think I was with Spencer one time and we were trying to figure out like something was like smelling and I'm like, dude, like that's like a lost mission, like a plumbing van.
Yeah, it's a plumbing van. What
yeah,
are you
it's
doing?
A plumbing van. It stinks.
We need to find like a...
It's got three used sewer machines in it.
We found like a half-eaten like sausage and cheese McMuffin like buried underneath like a bunch of stuff in his
first off, that doesn't surprise me one bit. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Not a construction vehicle.
Nope.
No.
Never.
How did career days go last week?
It went...
Swimmingly?
It went well.
Went well?
No, I got outgamed. I'm going to be honest with you. I got outgamed.
What do you mean you got outgamed?
So I did 3 career days in 2 days.
Yeah, when you shouldn't have been doing them because you're busy.
I was busy.
Yeah, that's probably why you got outgamed.
The first one, I was a part of a 4-person speaking panel, and that one went pretty well. The next two, I just had a booth, but that's where I got outgamed. I've never done this before. I'll be better prepared next year.
Stop. We just said you take on too much.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing it anymore. And immediately you're like,
no, I'll
next
be doing career
year,
days in our own school district.
Next
for sure.
Year, I'm doing it again.
Well, yeah.
Even if it freaking kills me.
That was you several months ago, but now you've thinned out.
Yeah. I was working 2 jobs for a year and a half.
So,
it was brutal.
Yeah, the ones where I had the booth, there were, I don't know, 40 or 50 booths there.
Oh, okay. So it was big.
There was a lot.
Oh, okay.
Chick-fil-A was handing out like free sandwich coupons.
Dude, you can't beat Chick-fil-A.
Nope.
Dude, the kids love the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Like, how are you supposed to?
Paw Opportunities, the dog adoption place here in town.
Yeah.
They brought puppies.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, how the hell am I going to compete with that?
You need to
like
take all those and just have an earned booth next year.
If the puppies were next to the Chick-fil-A, the rest of you, no one ever would have come over and talked to you.
They conveniently placed them on opposite ends of the gymnasium.
Yeah. So that they had to pass all the losers on the way between the two.
Okay. Yeah.
I shouldn't have said losers. I don't mean that.
I mean,
but that's what the kids, think. You know, the kids are like, oh, fuck, you know.
Yep. So, yeah, next year I'm going to have to come up with something a lot better than what I did.
Okay.
So I made a PVC statue of this guy, this little, for those that are not watching on YouTube.
You didn't just take that one?
No, I made a big one out of PVC.
Oh, a big one.
3-inch PVC.
Oh.
So
what did
like
you do with that?
Tall.
Where is it?
He's in my shop now.
Did you paint it or is it
just
white?
White PVC. So
I love you. You are such a nerd.
I know. But I got out games, so next year I'll like bring Gunner or something.
Yeah, you know.
If he's still alive.
He'll be alive.
Hopefully.
He might bite somebody, but he'll be there.
He might be bleeding.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
He'll know if he like went anywhere.
So what happened to what happened to the cramp up situation?
So yeah. So I'm on this 4-person panel and Austin's there filming this.
We talked about this before the show, but I wanted to talk about it. Hundreds of kids. Is this an elementary or
middle
school?
Middle school.
Middle school. Oh,
probably
the worst of the
kids.
Worst.
And this was on the day of the eclipse. So it got shoved back an hour and a half so all the kids could go outside and get blind.
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah, I could do it without with sunglasses.
You want to tell the story
of
what I did? Like, you had me look at the eclipse, but I just started looking at it without the glasses.
But yeah, I'm like, hey.
You got a middle school kid that works
probably,
for you. You know that, right?
Yeah, Austin. Yeah.
I just immediately just started looking at the sun.
And I'm like, hey, you should probably use these glasses.
Austin.
My videographer definitely needs these.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I'm on this panel and been having issues with my legs cramping up on leg day. and both my hamstrings cramp up while I'm speaking. And both my heels go up underneath the chair, and it's everything I've got to get my legs straightened back. Like, I can't even stand up.
Like, were you trying to continue your spiel?
Yeah. I was talking through it. And so now I'm talking like this, you know. I love it. And so then I finally get my legs straightened back out, and now I have, like, no blood left in my head.
Yeah.
And so it took so much gumption to get my legs straightened back out that all my abs cramped up and bent me over the other way. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And so Austin sees me over there, like, taking deep, long breaths, trying not to pass out in the chair, like, flexing out, just sitting there.
What's your deal with cramps, man? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. So,
like, it just comes and goes, and you're just like...
Well, it's only on leg days is when it happens. I work out my hamstrings probably a little too hard. So
the time that you cramped up at our event... Oh, on the show. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But the time you did it at the event, you didn't work out that day.
No, that would have been like the day after leg day. I would have worked out that morning.
You got to start drinking more water, man.
I know.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know. I mean, I drink at least a half a gallon a day, sometimes as much as a gallon.
I've actually been drinking water recently, but it's weird for me. So here's the thing.
That's the most weird statement ever.
This is Austin fishing for a pat on the back.
I've actually been drinking water lately.
It's funny because
you mean,
like,
you're surviving and having liquids? Good for you.
Welcome to life.
I bring it up because it's Mitch and I are usually the opposite way. Like, there was a time where he was downstairs, he was like cluing through Pop-Tarts, and I was actually doing pretty good on eating, but he's like, I can't say anything because that's me. That'll be me the next week.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm drinking water, like, as an editor, like, I don't sweat. So I'm sitting there, and every, like, 15 minutes, go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you're not working. Yeah. Like, if you're not working and sweating and you're just trying to drink a gallon of water every day,
yeah,
you're peeing every 10 minutes.
That's
like,
that's the annoying thing.
And you're going to dilute yourself out, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can feel it, too, where I'm like, I'm going to try to get it in the glass. I'm like... Oh, I can't do it. Like, there'll be, like, this much left.
It's too
like,
much.
Dude, I feel it in my head.
Right.
A gallon, it should be... Not to bring up 75 hard, but they make you drink a gallon every day, you know? Mm-hmm. It should be on weight. Like, he should figure out a way that, okay, if you're this weight, you should be drinking this. If you're between this weight, you should be drinking this.
Well, the logic with 75 hard is that you're doing two workouts, so you're sweating a lot of that out.
Yeah, but if you're 100 pounds, that's too much. It doesn't matter if you worked out four times.
Yeah.
Like, it's too much.
Yeah. It's a lot.
I have problems with that program.
It's a lot. So before we get into what we're going to talk about today, you wanted to talk about
I want to talk about salesmen and bad salesmen.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about it all the time about, like, presenting yourself as if you're presenting the company,
mm-hmm,
right? So yesterday, I'm at home, right? Some guy's knocking on my door. Man, what the is this? I look out there. He can't see me. I can see him. He has he's just wearing an orange polo shirt and has an iPad. That's all he has. I'm like, man, what is this guy doing? So I go out the back door, grab my gun, as per usual. Like, I live in the country. I've had my truck stolen.
I grab my back door gun.
So, yeah, you got to...
The toilet gun was out of reach.
What about the oven gun or the microwave gun?
First off,
the fridge gun was...
I'm not going to tell anyone where any of my pistols are, but they are strategically stashed throughout
my home.
Come on and find out. So I go around. You know, I'm not brandishing it. It's tucked away. You know, I'm not a... asshole.
Right.
So I go around. Well, there's a silver Infiniti, like a nice
SUV
in the driveway. No badge, no nothing, like nothing, not wrapped, nothing. I walk around. I'm like, hey, can I fucking help you?
Yeah.
So he comes all over. Well, hey, Mr. Peace, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Mr. Peace lives next door, dude. Like, what do you want? Like, who are you?
Yeah.
Like, so obviously if he's wearing he was trying to sell solar panels. Like, if he's wearing an Integrity solar panel shirt or has an Integrity solar panel badge, like, he doesn't get the asshole treatment out of the gate.
Right.
If he's driving a van that is...
Integrity solar panels.
Yeah. Like, you don't get... He has none of that.
Yeah.
So I obviously assume he's a scammer or whatever.
Case in your house.
Like, that is... Yeah. I told Janine that. I said, he's probably a case in the house. We got cameras. No big deal, right? But, like... That's rule number one. If
right.
you're going to do door-to-door sales or try to pitch someone like out in the country or even in a neighborhood, like, you have to be badged. Like, what do we talk about all the time? You've got to have nice company shirts. They got to say Smedley Plumbing on them. The guys, like, your guys don't do that. But, like, if you were going to do door hangers, wouldn't you be driving your Smedley Plumbing van?
Right.
And wouldn't you be wearing your shirt or at least a badge?
Right.
So that someone stopped you like, hey, dude, what's going on?
Right.
Like, what is it with these guys? I see them all over.
Yeah.
Like, I'll see them doing door hangers for a lawn mowing company in a subdivision or whatever. Well, like, where I'm at doing work, they have nothing on.
Yeah.
Like,
get what a are you freaking doing? T-shirt that
dude,
it's 20 bucks.
Like, how can you not be professional?
Right.
Why you're trying to make sales and grow your brand. How do you not have anything on?
Right. Right.
It's unbelievable.
Starts the relationship on distrust.
Well, that's what my point is. Like, I've thought about getting solar. Like, we have guys that are not in the group, but are like that came to the event and stuff that do solar. Like, I would hire them first, but like immediately, I don't trust this guy. I don't want to talk to this guy. Like, I don't know how many sales he's lost, quote unquote, just because he's not branded when he comes up to someone's house.
Right.
But you know, it's got to be. Like, he's got to be losing 80% of the sales that he could have potentially made.
Right.
Like, just being untrustworthy right out of the gate.
Right.
It's just unbelievable to me. Yeah. What are you guys doing out there? Stop.
Yeah. It looks like
stop.
It looks like one of those temp Amazon drivers. You know, they pull up to your house in like a Kia Forte.
Dude.
And they're dropping off your Amazon packages.
The first few that came.
Shifty.
The first few that came to my house, I was like, what is this? Because it's all dinged up. Like, yeah. It's some broke-ass loser that, you know, was like, what's going on out here? Like, you know, is someone about to steal everything I own? Or like, what is happening?
The USPS drivers don't have a dressing standard at all anymore. You see them get out and it's like pajamas.
No, but at least they're in a
truck
that's you. Like, this guy just rolls up. I'm thinking, man, what is going on here?
Who am I going to shoot today?
Yeah.
Jacob Stoller. Spoke at our last event.
Yeah, in Vegas.
He posted this morning. Pro tip number 8,799.
Do you think he's keeping track of those, or do you think he's just making
them
up as he goes?
Well, knowing him, he's probably keeping track.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He might be like, so when I post some of the money motivationals, I'll be like, this is take 57,280 because I've lost track of how many takes it's taken me to get it right.
He says, you can't wear an alpha male t-shirt while getting into a Kia Forte.
That is so good.
Pretty good. Pretty good stuff.
So that's hilarious.
So yeah, you have to represent your brand. You have to represent, people buy from people that they know and they like and they trust. And the key part of that is trust. And if you are unbranded in an unbranded car or knocking up on, you know, showing up unannounced at somebody's house, you're three steps away from any kind of trust.
So I talked to this guy for 15 minutes. Because, I mean, I'm into green, right?
Right.
I, you know, put GO in, all that kind of stuff. I've thought about getting solar. So I'm actually talking to him and everything. He mentioned who he worked for one time.
Yeah.
Integrity Solar.
Yeah.
Like, and he's lucky I even remember that now.
And what's funny is the way solar companies work, Integrity Solar is not a solar company. Integrity Solar is probably...
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know this to be true. Most likely, they are a solar sales organization.
You're probably right.
And they're farming it out to just some random electrician.
Yeah, you're probably right. But even so, like you would think you would have the sense to at least brand yourself and look professional. I mean, that's how people get shot.
Yeah.
Like, if it's late in the evening, like out where I live, like, dude, those crazy old guys can't see and they're mad already.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they got strangers rolling up to their house with no salesman.
Oh, nice of you to call yourself a crazy old guy.
You know what, motherfucker?
I have a story kind of this.
It's so true, though. It's like, man, what are you doing?
Right.
I was meeting up Anthony. He was already on the job, and I was just meeting him because of how the schedule worked out. And I didn't know this, but the owner's dog, like pit bull, like demon ears kind of thing, he has gotten out.
What the hell is demon ears?
You know, that's
a Doberman pincher.
The pointy triangle ears.
No, you can get those. You can get them cut on any of them dogs.
Okay.
I didn't realize that he had actually gotten out without the owner knowing. And I saw a house I thought Anthony was in, and I see the dog, and I'm like, oh, I hope this is the right house because I'm going in it. I get in the house. I'm like, Anthony, no answer. And I finally found him. He was around the bedroom.
Dude, first off, never walk into a home without knocking on the door.
Yes.
And making them come out and get you or calling. Well, dude, that's how you get shot.
It was either that or get eaten by a dog. Like, the dog was looking at me, and as I was going for the door, the dog started picking up his pace.
Oh, I gotcha.
And I'm like, dude, I gotta make an entry.
Dude, a dog is gonna run up and eat you?
Dude, a pit bull?
Dude.
Yeah.
Like, no. Freaking.
Dude, pit bulls.
75 pounds.
Dobies. They will all, German Shepherds, they will bite the shit out of you.
Not unprovoked for no reason.
Yes, they will.
No.
Mitch. Yes. I got bit by a chow one time, unprovoked for no reason.
Hey, if you like what you're hearing on The Void and you want even more info, we just started a mentorship program specifically for trades professionals to start their business or to get their business to an incredibly healthy position. So if you'd like more info, click on the link in the description of this show.
It just, those are sort of the decisions where I wasn't going to try to like wait and find out. And I saw him in the driveway.
I'm not going to wait and find out.
And I was like, I was kind of sure the house was, but just like, I came around and I just, as I was picking my pace, the dog started going a little bit faster. I'm like, dude, I'm going to this house.
I hope I don't get shot.
And the reason why I was like, kind of,
I don't get shot.
I was raising my voice and be like, Anthony, because like, I wanted to make it known. Like,
it was really more
I'm
like this.
Just Anthony! Find,
yeah.
Anthony! Well, yeah. You know, and you know Anthony too. He's Jesus not like a guy that's very like boisterous or anything. So just like,
was he pretty quiet?
He didn't even say anything.
He was watching. He was probably watching out the basement windows. That dog was fucking tracking your ass.
I'm just
like,
gonna let him.
This
swarm.
Dude's about to get his dick bit
and then
off.
After he didn't even realize that dog was out there, and so like halfway through, like you know whatever we were doing, he's like, oh yeah, the dog was out there and he didn't know it and just wandered around.
Jeez, man.
That's
I
funny.
Just don't like. That's one funny. Of the things that I roll the dice on some things like Taco Bell, but not dogs. Not dogs.
Dude, if I ate Taco Bell at 42, I'd shit my brains out. I guarantee it.
I always seem to convince myself I won't eat Taco Bell for like several months. And I'm
I
like,
love
you know
Taco
what?
Bell
it's
too.
It's not that bad. I'll be fine.
It's awful. Yeah. It's awful. And it's, you know, so horrible.
I was just telling Mason that I haven't had a solid shit in 2 weeks. And about 2 weeks ago, I had Taco Bell.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is.
It's brewing.
You have been doing a lot of, are you still bulking or trying to, what do
oh,
you,
yeah.
What did you call it? What do you call it?
Bulking.
You called it something else. Dirty bulk.
Dirty bulk.
Dirty bulk. Okay. Yeah.
Dirty bulk is basically,
because I've
I'm
seen
not
you
watching
eat,
my macros. I'm just watching my calories.
I've seen you eat a lot of fast food.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And we talked about this before, not to get all completely off base, but like, just because you're bulking doesn't mean you have to eat garbage.
No. No.
And you had Culver's today. I like Culver's. Culver's yeah. good.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's good, man. A triple with everything. Get out of here.
Well, and it, I'm not going like good. Off the deep end with it. I'm still only doing about 2,500 to 3,000 calories a day.
Oh, that's not that
it's,
bad.
It's not. It, yeah, it's not crazy off the deep end.
Yeah,
it's
my metabolism's so fast. Like if I eat 25, that's like maintaining.
I'm just not doing chicken and rice.
Yeah.
Is that when you'll see the videos of those guys that are like, be bulk like me, but he'll have like a tub of ice cream and a full pizza. But really, it's like, but really, it's because he's been working out and this is like his like calorie load up, but he's not worried about the macros.
Right. Well, it's when you're trying to put on muscle, it takes calories to build muscle.
And I imagine they put that out there at the forefront to kind of attract people and be like, oh, you can eat ice cream and be healthy. It's like, no, it's just because this guy's worked out and burned 5,000 calories.
If you ever look at a professional bodybuilder in the off season, they look like fat. Like tubs of lard.
Do they look like slobs?
But it's because they have to put all that fat on in order to build muscle.
Hmm. Interesting. So, like yeah. I can't. Like I can put on, I can, the heaviest I've ever been was like 180.
Yeah.
And I was yoked. Like I was 26 years old. You know, that's my body's just like, nope, that's it.
I'm trying to get up to 215 before I lean back down again.
I could never get that big.
Yeah,
I can never be I don't even know how I would get that big.
Heaviest I've ever been was 218, but I was like skinny fat at that.
Mm. Oh yeah.
But I'm trying to get to 215 before I lean back down again.
Yeah.
And that way, when I lean down, I'll probably be about 200 even, 10% body fat. So that's the plan.
Have you ever got to 10%? We've talked about this 100 times.
I got to 10% during 75 hard in January.
Oh, did you?
Yep. I was at 10% body fat when we were on our ski trip.
Were you?
Mm-hmm. Full blown six pack.
I don't remember if I ever saw you without a shirt on. I always have a six pack.
I had to keep it. I had to keep it under wraps. I didn't want to make all the ladies in that ski resort.
Dude, come on, bro.
Melt the snow.
Yeah.
So,
I love you. Caitlin's getting up to leave. She's had enough of your horse
shit.
She's
like, yep. It's getting deep in here. I'm going to go get my riding boots.
I got to go get my waders. The shit is ankle deep.
If you,
let's what do you want to talk about, buddy? Come on.
Let's do a follow-up. So last week...
Man, I love you, dude.
Last week was the second of a two-part... an episode that we split into 2 weeks where we were talking about a product called Brand Aid, and they were Google Tap cards that I was rolling out in my company. And so they've been out in my company now for 2 weeks. 2 weeks tomorrow. And prior to rolling these out, we were getting about 20 Google reviews a month. And so we rolled these out, and since rolling them out, we've gotten 20 Google reviews in 2 weeks. So we're doubling the amount of Google
reviews.
They've
got 20 in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so when we rolled them out, we
had 800. I shouldn't say good. That's impressive.
Yeah. When we rolled them out, we had 852 Google reviews. This morning at 5 a.m., we had 873 Google reviews. I was checking on them for a meeting that I have with my virtual professional at 9 o'clock, and we dropped down to 870. Google's playing games with us.
Again.
And right now, if I look at my phone right now, we have 869.
I think they're just fucking with you sometimes.
So,
maybe.
I'm going to have to run the process again to get our missing Google reviews back. If you guys want the full details on that process, go back to episode 107. We talk about that process. There is a link in that show description for how to get the Google reviews back in episode 107. The last time I did this was in August of 2023, and we restored 126 Google reviews overnight.
Yeah, a lot of the guys in TradeWinds, like, we've shared this in the group, and then they've been able to go back, and some of them will get 10, 15, 20 reviews back.
Yeah.
That they're like, dude, I know we're getting them.
Yeah.
Like, where are they?
Right. And
the process works.
It works. I've watched three disappear today.
Do you remember when, or who it was that told you that process? We've talked about it. Did we talk about it in episode 107? I can't remember. Yeah.
Louis Vandervalk.
That's right.
Is who told us about that. He, when you click on that link, it goes to his website.
Yeah.
And you just follow that process to a T, and it'll work.
Yeah, it does. It works. No strings. It just works.
No strings. It takes 5 to 15 business days for it to work, and it works.
Yeah.
So we're going to go, you know, I would imagine we'll probably be up over 900 Google reviews by the time all of these come back. I will say, though, I am a little nervous.
Why?
Because
it's a weird thing to say.
Well, as we talked about it on this show, when I upset that comedy company,
and
they launched that attack on my company with Google reviews.
So you're afraid some of them are going to come back?
I'm afraid that we got about 25 1-star reviews in a single day.
So you would have to dispute each one individually, probably?
I've already disputed the remaining ones that are left, and Google's not doing anything with those. But I'm afraid we might pop up some more 1-stars. It's worth the risk, but I'm afraid we might pop up some more 1-stars as we...
Can you stop shaking the whole bouncing my leg. Fucking place?
I'm afraid we might pop up some more 1-stars as Google gives us all of our Google reviews.
I think
back.
You're going to be okay.
We'll see.
I think you're going to be fine.
So as of the filming of this show, if you were to look on Google, we have 869 Google reviews and a 4.9 rating. So we'll see what happens once we get some restored here.
Are we going to put the link for those tap cards in the description
They'll
or
be
wherever?
In the description of this show. We goofed and they did not make it into the description of last week's show.
Yeah, I'm not sure whose fault that was.
I don't know whose fault that was, but his name starts with an A and ends with Austin.
Mistakes happen. We're just busting his balls a little bit. It's fine. It's not a big deal. For those of you that follow us, it'll be in the next one.
I thought I was wrong once. Turns out I was just mistaken.
So you're wrong. Did you see your wife shut the door? I don't know if we're being too loud or what. She winked at me. I don't know what that means.
Oh, do you need to go?
that's not where I was going with that, but I mean, maybe.
It's
I don't know.
Kind of hard for me to keep up with lately, so if you want to... If you want to help me out.
No comment.
No comment.
No comment. No comment. I'm not a creeper. I mean,
it's vacuuming, Dave. Get your mind out of the gutter. She's asking for help vacuuming.
I'm not going to say shit. Yeah. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. I'm trying to be a good boy.
So follow up on these tap cards. These tap cards have a little like RFID chip or something embedded in them. So you tap the card on somebody's phone and it automatically pulls up the link to get a Google review. They have a review gate feature in there where you can turn it on, and that lets the person give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Yeah.
If they give you a thumbs up, it takes them straight to leave a Google review. If they give you a thumbs down, then it just stops and it lets you intervene without them going to Google.
Yeah.
I have personally turned that feature off.
Did you shut the gate down?
Yeah. I mean,
how come
for us, we just gate internally. If I think you're going to give me a bad review, I just don't even present you the tap card.
Yeah, which is why I gave you a bad review the other day on the episode. Because I knew. I was like, if it goes to him, it'll shut down.
The first use of the tap cards was Dave checking it out, and he gave me a thumbs down. So
it's been 3 weeks. He's still butthurt about it.
Yep.
He's still mad. Like, and he knows that it's not going out there, and he's still upset about it. Would you rather have a fake review or me have thumbs down?
A fake review.
Of course you would.
You know, I used to be real hard about fake reviews, like don't do fake reviews, but Google keeps playing these games and taking down our legit reviews, and it kind of makes you want to be like, yeah, go make some fake ones.
I wonder if they're pulling them down because they think they're fake.
It's bad AI. Their AI is reading.
Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, their AI sees it and thinks it's fake.
Even though it's legit, 100%. Yeah,
even though, like, we have an email, like... Yeah. Like the Smedley Plumbing Gmail account emailed that
ties
email
to
account
that, yeah.
a paid invoice. Like the data location of the Smedley Plumbing device is in their home.
Yeah.
Like Google knows we were there.
I don't want to crush like website designers or people that work at Google or people that work on this AI stuff, but it's like the common sense part of their brain doesn't fucking work. Like, for as many great advances and great things they do, it's like the simplest things that should work don't work.
Right.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, and I say that with 100% confidence that I could not do their jobs.
Right.
Like, you know, so I'm not judging them, but it's like, man, dude, what are you, like, why?
Yeah. Well, it's easy to spot the issues, right?
Yeah.
Like our CRM was down for a couple of hours. For the first time since we've been in business, so almost 4 years, our
service fusion was down.
Yeah, our CRM was down for like an hour and a half, and so nobody could get to their first calls because nobody could get into the system.
Why couldn't they get to their first calls? Oh, because
they couldn't
their
get
addresses
into the system.
Or everything, and they didn't. They don't look at them the day before or anything like
that. Well, and it all changes. Like we tell the guys, you can look at it the day before, but don't trust it because we might move stuff around before you go to your call.
Gotcha.
And
people make fun of me because like, so for Tradewinds, and I've always done this in all the businesses in Tradewinds, like I keep a paper backup for QuickBooks and everything because I know like we had a guy in QuickBooks, like his QuickBooks lost everything.
Yeah.
Like people make fun of me. They're like, dude, what are you doing? It's technology. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And then Service Fusion goes down and you're like, oh, wish I had that paper backup.
Well,
but like that's a little over the top because you're not.
Yeah,
like,
this was
that
only
would be
an hour
continually
and a half
changing.
Over 4 years.
Yeah, it's not that big a
deal. It's not. It wasn't too big of a deal.
But I am crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not crazy. My dad's that way where he's like, oh, he'll.
Great. He just. He
no,
just,
that's not crazy. My just, dad's that way.
My crazy dad's that way. Thanks no, a lot, Austin.
He had me go check a file for him and he has like three cabinets and everything's alphabetized and he'll have files from something from like 1999 and it's like a grade card that I
have. You know
had,
what? I feel sick to my stomach because I do the same thing.
It's like a grade card from my language arts class that I got a B+ on with like my photo on there and a signature. Like,
dude, am I? That's like a really sad self-realization moment.
Well, it's not.
Yeah, you're turning into your dad.
Well, the thing is,
first off, my dad is not that organized. So no. And my mom was a train wreck.
Turning into
so
my dad.
I don't know. I'm turning into Austin's dad somehow. No, I have no idea what that even means.
Well, here's the thing is they had someone try
to... Are we brothers?
Someone tried to fraud them, like thousands of dollars. Literally, it got shot down in like a couple days because he had...
Yeah, he had all the paper backups. He's like, which one you want, bitch?
But it's one of those things is like, it's a habit you do for years and years and it pays off one time or something.
Right.
I don't want to get off track, but it is a waste of time. Like it is.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's peace of mind. Like that's why he does. That's why I do it.
Like we found a way that we can download the first calls or the day's calls the night before. And so like we have an email that goes around at the close of business every day and it has what our schedule was like today and what it's looking like in the future. And it's like numbers, not the actual schedule, but it's like, we can fit this many calls tomorrow. We have this many, we have room for this many more and all that kind of stuff. And so we've added...
Let you mitigate some of that if something were to happen.
We download a schedule report for the next day and we've added that to that closing email.
Yeah.
So that way the next day shows up and if the system's down, we can just pull up that report and at least call everybody and say, go to this call.
Like, yeah.
They still can't collect money. They still can't present options, they just at least know what house to
but
go
your
to.
But your CRS can later, you know, once the work gets done, and it keeps the guys from sitting around doing nothing.
Right.
You know, it's just
your response is nice because it's the rain and failure argument. People would take that and be like, oh, we got to do this whole new system and keep papers and this not knocking on you. But it's like this tiny little change to the system.
Are you tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? The Void Podcast has negotiated exclusive rates for the Void listeners. This program's tailored for trade businesses like yours. And if you're using House Call Pro, switch and you can expect to save $80 for every 10,000 you process per month. Don't let high processing fees drain your profits. Visit empowerpayments.com/the void or call us at 913-423-1265 now and unlock your savings.
Right.
Yeah. You could see someone where like, oh, from now on, we're going to do paper everything and this.
Well,
and
we say that all the time. Like, don't let the outlier.
Yeah, like the Travis Kelce fumble thing.
Dictate your processes. Like,
well, and so
don't,
many.
Don't be that way.
So many people make bad decisions based off of like weird anomalies like that. Prime example is one of the arguments against like all electric vehicles is they're like, you know, oh, great. Yeah. Get an all electric vehicle. And that way when they don't pay your taxes, they can just turn your vehicle off.
Can they do that?
They can do that with any vehicle that comes out nowadays. They don't even need an all electric vehicle to do that.
That's also why I have a 2012 truck and a 68 Camaro.
Right. But like your brand new gas powered F-150 is still getting over the air updates.
Can. Yeah.
You know, like.
Like you'd have to turn it off manually, but you can turn those off.
Yeah, you can turn off the over-the-air updates, but they can still, like the navigation is a subscription now.
Yes.
Right? So, like, you get navigation free for a year, and then all of a sudden your navigation gets turned off.
Yeah, it's like old-school OnStar.
And then if you go pay them money, they'll magically turn it back on, right? Ford just patented vehicles that will return themselves to the dealership if you miss your payments. The vehicle will drive itself to the dealership if you miss a payment.
You know what's messed up? Is there's a law that even though you have self-driving vehicles, someone has to be in it. So how is that not against the law?
Not in some states. I've been like in San Francisco, they have like driverless taxis.
I thought that was a federal law.
No. In San Francisco, they have, I think it's called Amigo. Why Amigo? I don't know. In San Francisco, they have cars with nobody in them, pulls up and picks somebody up, and they drive off.
Can you get in the front seat and take over?
I don't know.
Like, if you want to get stuff stolen, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. it's crazy.
That is crazy.
But, like...
And they still can't make flying cars. Come on, people.
Yeah.
Where's my hovercraft?
But, like, you know, people will... Like, I saw this on a Ford Lightning Facebook group today. Somebody was like... Do you think our vehicles would be affected if an EMP hits?
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm pretty sure the power grid's not going to work if the EMP hits. So without power, you can't get gas or electricity. So vehicles don't matter at that point. Like, unless you have gas stored on your property and a 2011 truck and a 68 Camaro, like you're.
Well, I was just going to say, even if this
you're
is so
be
weird.
Worried about some not, other things if an EMP hits, like trucks of soldiers getting out of it.
First off, I think even that 68 Camaro would be smoked because I think the solenoids would be smoked.
Right.
Like, and so it's the relays aren't going to work and it's probably still not going to start. Like, you could fix it easily.
Right.
Yes. You but could. People, you could push start out. Like,
people get so myopic with their thoughts of like, oh, it's all electric and that means it's different than all these other cars. No, it just has a different power source. That's all. Like, it's still governed by over-the-air computers.
Yeah.
I don't want to get off. Electric tools.
I don't want to get off on a whole other thing here. Like, I don't want to talk doomsday. I'm feeling pretty good today. Like, don't drag me down, Mitch. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not freaking out about doomsday. If it happens, it happens.
Well, but, you were talking about
my guns and ammo are stocked up. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Like, either get the F on with it or... Right. Stop talking about it. Like, let's go.
You're talking about guys that they'll have electric powered Sawzall on a drill, but then like a car, it's all of a sudden like something switches and it's like...
It's taboo. Yeah.
They've got every Milwaukee tool under the sun and a lithium ion battery in their cell phone. And they're like, oh, that lithium ion's bad. And it's like, I mean, I kind of get it. Yeah. Okay. At the scale and the magnitude of it, whatever. But like, literally the post right before that, you're bragging about your new ProPress that's lithium ion.
First off, ProPress is for pussies.
Oh, okay.
John told me there was a guy in a plumbing group that cut his finger off with one of them.
That sucks. You can. Yeah,
that's the Milwaukee auto cutters, not the ProPress.
Oh, okay.
It's the tubing cutters.
Also, I used Anthony Sawzall for...
You're not
allowed to touch tools, Austin.
Is that in his description?
Yes.
When he goes and shoots video, I think it should be. I love Austin, but he should probably not be using it.
I've had to have a conversation.
Look at the concern on her face.
Yeah.
You should not be touching power tools with metal recirculating blades.
So the plastic guard piece on the bottom of my car, it like ripped and it was hanging on the ground, like dragging.
So you cut it off on your own?
I went up to Anthony and I said, "Hey, is there anything that I can just cut this off with?"
He hands me a Sawzall. Sawzall was like, "Get after it, bro."
Safety. So as soon as I touch it, it's like, I'm like, okay.
It's not on safety.
Whatever it is supposed to be on.
You handed me a loaded Sawzall.
Hey, and so I cut that thing. I just hacked it off my car.
First off, you're right. He shouldn't be touching those tools. Second off, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, like be proud. Yeah, I'm proud of you, bro. I'm sorry, Mitch, for using the Sawzall.
See, he's grown up. He is grown up.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, what you need to get him? A freaking shovel.
Yeah.
Pair of boots.
Next thing I'm going to go give him a high five, and it's going to be a high four because he touched a Sawzall and the safety wasn't on.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that's the only time I'll...
You're like, hey.
No, come on. You got to learn it. One of these days, you're going to buy a home, and you're going to need to be able to do some things.
Well, I looked underneath the car. So let's go, man.
Come on. Let's get it.
It's not plugged anything. I'm pretty for sure if I just hack this off, it's not going to hurt the car. So I was underneath my car.
You
cut off all this plastic.
First off, next time something like that happens, you give the video camera to one of those guys.
I called you that day because I was actually going to ask for your help, and you didn't answer, which is fine.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I just got a Sawzall.
This must next have been time, when I was out of town.
Yes.
I must have been in Texas.
No. Yeah. You were in Texas.
Yeah, I think it was the day you were supposed to be coming back. Next time, give one of those guys the video camera and make him take a video.
Yeah, I thought he was actually going to take a photo of me down there because it's like they're all the time making fun of me. There was one time Anthony, he's like, "I'm going to take a video of you." And all of a sudden he's like, "Oh, dang, I forgot to hit record."
Not so easy, is it, bitch?
Lens cap was on.
Yes. Dude, I don't understand why it's black. Lens cap's on, bro.
The Sawzall won't work. What? The safety's left on.
There is a safety on.
Is there a safety on there?
It's a trigger lock.
He didn't actually tell me
where. That's a safety, man.
I don't look at it as a safety. I look at it as like it keeps the trigger from pulling while you're in the bag.
Are you serious? That's what a safety is on a gun.
I know.
I'm with Austin. It's a safety.
Yeah, so I feel pretty good at myself because like it was like one of those things where I'm using a power tool and I'm using intuition because I don't know about car stuff and I'm like, well, it's plastic. It's hanging on the ground. It's not really covering anything.
This is a completely wasted conversation, but I am proud of you.
Thank you. Do you think
that, Austin, what would you charge me to come over to my house and help me do like landscaping and stuff by the hour?
By the hour?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to last. Like at 1 hour.
Do you do it by 15-minute intervals?
Yeah. There's like
I love you, bro, but you couldn't do 2 hours?
I'll be like one of those like Sonic skaters that I have like the change dispenser here.
We'll keep you out of the sun. We'll get you some water. I'm going to videotape it all.
I mean, I lasted 5 days when we were doing the water heater rocket video. And it was
cold. You did do a lot of walking.
I lasted 5 days.
Yeah, I know. The way he says it, I don't want to hear anything from you because I came out there, like you had walked up that hill and you sounded like a 70-year-old man.
Ran.
No.
You ran up the hill.
You were walking, Mr.
Actually,
Cardio.
No, I'm really glad that we...
He knows.
Well, you figured out that... empty the water here from the bottom or load it from the bottom because at first we were just doing buckets.
Yep.
We're loading buckets on top.
Yeah.
And then you realize that we can just pump water into it from
the bottom. Well, then I got a double female hose connector and just hooked a hose right to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
So. I didn't know that you were dumb enough to be dumping water into the top of it. I thought you would have known that I could just get a double female adapter at Westlake for $12 or $8 and hook it up.
We live and learn.
I love you. What's the matter, common sense?
We live and learn.
I'm going to show up to the meeting tomorrow, and the first one's going to be like, "Don't give Austin the Sawzall," like the first time.
Reminder for everybody, Austin is not to touch tools.
You guys got meeting tomorrow.
Austin touches one tool, and that's a camera.
So seriously.
We've seen what he can do to a drone.
Hour, $50 an hour? $80 an hour?
Do you need help landscaping?
No, I'm going to video you running a shovel for 2 hours.
He just wants to watch you do manual labor.
I want to see those hands fall apart.
$100 an hour.
I got $200. He ain't gonna make it 2 hours.
You need 50.
He's gonna make it a half hour and be like, give me the finger and be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I will think about that. I might be start my own YouTube channel.
Oh boy.
Austin doing hard labor. I've had to pay this guy $100 an hour, but it's going to be entertaining.
I'm
going to
back out of this conversation because I am really derailing everything.
That guy on the right won't shut his mouth.
Shut it. The guy on the right.
Guy on the left. Guy on the left.
Oh, you mean the right? Do you mean the right? The guy on the left won't shut his GD mouth.
Well, on this one, I drew the conversation away, but...
It was your fault.
You guys kind of followed me, so... I mean,
it was 100% your fault. Yeah.
I led
I'm not like Mitch. I don't get a lot of haters. I've only had the one.
I get
and
several.
I'm not 100% sure he was
I've
a hater.
I've started getting a collection of haters on my personal YouTube channel because I'm getting now more and more views on my stuff where I'm getting the drunk comments at like 2 a.m.
That means you're making it.
Yeah.
That means that people are viewing your stuff. Mm-hmm. Embrace it.
Yeah. Are we gonna move on to the next topic now?
What is the next topic, sir?
Turn my mic off.
All I had written down was the one topic. What do you want to talk about, Ben?
The next thing we're talking about is how to save some money in your business. Most of our users or most of our listeners are probably using House Call Pro. Even though Field Pulse sponsors the show, you should absolutely be using Field Pulse. Most are probably using House Call Pro.
No comment. I like Field Pulse.
Yeah.
I like House Call Pro.
But one of the things with all of those CRMs is they're also going to allow an option for you to process credit cards through them. The pricing on those might be a little steep.
It is steep.
You know, 3.5%, 4%.
It's not super steep, but like if you can get a sweetheart deal, you can't. Like if you work at getting a sweetheart deal, you can get it.
Yeah. And so I process my credit cards through a company called Empower Payments, and I run an average of like 2% for credit card processing. And so how Empower Payments does it is they do a dynamic pricing instead of like four categories. What I mean by that is a lot of places are just going to be like credit cards are run at 3.5%.
Yeah.
Right. And some of those credit cards might only be costing the credit card company 1% to run, but yet they're still charging you 3.5%. And so Empower Payments breaks it down a little bit, and you're going to save anywhere from 0.5 point to a full point of interest, or not interest, of surcharge, of fee on your credit card payments.
Yeah.
By running with Empower.
Yeah. The Empower over House Call Pro for debit cards is a full percentage.
Yeah.
It's actually like 1.03%.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me. I should have printed one off and brought it.
And it's hard to say exactly how much you'll save because it kind of depends on your makeup and your split on like whether you're doing swipe, tapped or dipped cards on site versus like manually entered over the computer or manually entered over your cell phone or, you know, credit cards versus debit cards and all of that stuff. But on average, for every $10,000 you run a month in credit cards, you're going to save about $80 in fees by switching to Empower Payments.
Yeah.
And so...
if you're doing $100,000 a month, that's $800. That's almost a truck payment.
Yes.
It's almost a stinking truck payment.
Yeah. Like, and in our company, we are running about $100,000 a month in credit card transactions.
Yeah. That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
That's like nothing to sneeze at. You can do, and the thing is, it's, you know, we talked about that in the group in TradeWinds this morning. Like, you know, it's easy to just swipe the card and move on. Oh, it's a business expense. It's this and that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And all you're doing there is nickel and diming yourself.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want to spend the energy that it takes to make those changes, switch over, reevaluate costs, whatever it is. Like, this is one of those easy, that's 100% profit.
Yeah.
That is 100% profit. Instead of you giving Stripe $800 or House Call Pro $800, you're keeping that $800.
Right.
Like, that's a lot of money, man.
Yeah. And you know, I've processed credit cards outside of my CRM since day one of our business. We've never processed credit cards
through
our CRM. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so, you know, I wouldn't know any other way. Some guys look at it and they're like, well, that's extra journal entries that we got to make or extra bookkeeping or whatever. And it's like, it's no different than if somebody pays with cash or a check. You still have to record that in the books. And for $800 a month, I'll do it every time.
And I will say this, you know, like when, if you're working with QuickBooks, like, so I'll just be 100% transparent here. We use Stripe for Tradewinds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Stripe does a deal where they take the money away first and then deposit money into your QuickBooks.
Right.
Okay. So then I have to go in, I do all our books. So I go in, I have to go in there and exclude those payments and then break them down.
Right.
Into who am I invoicing and how much money went to Stripe and enter it all individually. Like Empower Payments does the deal where they put a lump sum in and then pull their fee out.
Yeah.
Like, so we've been talking about switching in Tradewinds too. It makes it extremely easy. Like now you would still have to like break down those individual charges, depending on what type of business you have.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it could save you hours.
Yeah.
Like it could save you hours.
Yeah. And what you're hitting at there is some credit card processing companies take their small percentage out of every single transaction.
Yeah. That's what Stripe does.
And so that makes it a bookkeeping nightmare. Because you charge somebody $1,000 and you get $970 deposited into your bank and that doesn't match up. You have a $1,000 invoice and you had $970 and you're having to do all these journal entries to account for the $30 that went to the credit card processing company.
Yeah.
The way Empower works is you charge somebody $1,000, Empower puts $1,000 into your bank account. But then they're also EFT linked to your bank account.
Yeah.
To where once a month they're keeping tabs of all of their credit card processing fees.
And then pull one
And then once a month they pull one lump sum out of your bank account for all the credit card processing fees. So it's one entry. It's one journal entry to get that squared away. Makes it very, very clean.
Yeah.
Because $1,000 sale, $1,000 credit card processing fee, and then once a month I've got about $2,000 that goes to Empower Payments. Because we're running about $100,000 a month in credit cards.
Yeah.
And so I spend about $2,000 a month to Empower Payments.
Well, and you're not spending it to Empower Payments. You're spending that regardless of who you use.
Yeah.
If you were using someone else, it'd be $2,500.
It'd be
$2,800.
Yeah,
it'd be $3,000.
$3,000.
Yeah. You're spending the money regardless.
Yep.
Like, it just, it is what it is. When you're taking credit cards... You're paying those fees.
Yeah.
I mean, we're past the days of 4%, obviously.
Yeah.
But if you can get from 3 to 3.5 down to 2.5, that's a lot of money, man.
That's huge.
It's a lot of money.
If you can go from 3 to 2, that's saving 33% on your credit card process.
Yeah. And I don't know like what kind of relationship, quote unquote, you and Empower Payments have. Like, I don't know if you guys are like meeting in back rooms or what you're doing, like to get this deal.
Gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Like I've said that, that's not where I thought you were going with that.
20
like,
bucks is 20 bucks.
20 bucks is 20 bucks. I'm like, but I mean, it is a good deal. Like we don't push stuff on here. Like, so whenever we talk about, like the Google Tap cards or Tradewinds or Field Pulse or whatever, we just, you know, we think they're good products and we're like, okay, this is fine. Use it. Don't use it. You know, we think they're stand-up companies. That's fine. This is one of those that's like, look, dude, if you want to save money and not be a dope,
right?
Like this is one of those things that you should probably do.
Well, and that's the thing with like, this show is we're not sellouts. Like anybody that we're going to talk about on this show,
speak for yourself.
We know for a fact they're a good stand-up product.
Yeah, that's true.
Either because we've visited them personally, or we use them personally.
Yeah,
one of those two, right?
Yeah, we don't just let people Like, let's be honest, we get stuff all the time through email. Hey, we want to be part of your group. We want to be part of this.
Oh, my gosh.
It's constant. We don't let any of them do it.
Endless like, streams of emails saying we'd love to...
It is a small...
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to bring up the one that you brought up today, but like we get...
Let's bring that up.
We will bring it up. Let me finish, and then you can bring it up. Like, we get this stuff constantly, and in 2 years, we've been doing this for over 2 years on the podcast. Like, how many things have we allowed? Field Pulse? The tap cards?
Mm-hmm.
And now Empower Payments, are we talking 3 in 2.5 years?
We did.
What else did we do?
I talked about the chat bubble.
The chat bubble's cool. That's the same guy that does the tap cards.
It's the same guy that does the tap cards.
So it's a stand-up company. So we will continue to, like, we don't get anything from them. Like
the woodworking guy. But I mean, that's not like...
No, we were just talking about that. Yeah. Oh, right. Where Mitch bought me that thing. Oh my God, that's so cool. We're thinking about buying some of those and giving them out, but that's a conversation for another day. But like those are the in 2.5 years, we get those every week and we've only allowed 3.
Yep.
So like when we bring stuff up, like it's legit. We're not trying to sell you bullshit.
Yep.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sure? Dude, when I saw it today, I'm like, I laughed out loud for a couple minutes. Like, it was good.
So we have a contact form on our website for our plumbing company. And if you're perusing our website and you want us to reach out to you to schedule a service call or whatever, you can fill out your name, address, email address, you know, nature of the problem, and we'll get back to you. Well, spammers love...
We get a lot of bots and spammers.
Yeah, they love to auto-fill out that contact form. And it'll be people like, I noticed a couple of problems with your website, and I happen to be really good at search engine optimization.
And I happen to sound like Kermit the Frog. What are you doing?
I'm starting to get things like that. Like, just the other day, I got sent something that was supposed to go to Mitch.
It just happens. It's automatic, man.
No, what it
it's,
is
it's
they...
It's automation.
All right, so you've newly started your company and you're trying to pinch pennies. However, you don't realize the biggest thing that's hurting you right now is not gathering all of your information into one spot and making it super efficient for you to use. So the answer is FieldPulse. It gets you off of paper tickets. It gets you off of all of that crazy office work at the end of the day and reconciling all that stuff. And it lets you organize everything with ease. It puts it all into the computer. It actually puts it all into the cloud. So it's not even putting it on your computer. And it lets you organize your customers. It lets you organize all of your service calls. Heck, it'll even route you to your service call. And the best part is, even after all of that, you'll probably realize about a 100% growth in your business just in the first year of using FieldPulse. So if you'd like to check out FieldPulse and see what great looks like, click on the link in the description of this show.
They learn that, like, my email is mitch@callsmedley.com for our work
for the plumbing company. Yeah.
And so then they're like, well, if that's Mitch's, I hear him talk about Austin all the time. I bet I can email Austin. And so like Austin got some spam thing.
I love it. You're moving up in the world, Austin.
Yeah.
Slowly and steady.
Getting haters and comments and emails.
Yeah. I love it, man.
So we get this one. Like we're all the time getting search engine optimization and marketing, like digital marketing ones.
Oh, tons of marketing stuff.
We get this one today. It's a service request. This type of service is other. Tell us about your problem. Here we go.
Caitlin had to walk out of here. She's like, I don't want to hear this again.
It says, hey, I was researching about adult toys this afternoon, and I stumbled across your blog, a great connection of high-quality articles. I'm reaching out because I'd love to contribute as a guest post on your blog.
Oh, like, what are we doing?
We're a plumbing company.
I know,
right?
Man. It's great.
They're researching adult toys, and they find our plumbing company.
I don't understand. Like, is it just pipes and lube? How does it even get?
It says, I promise to fill the piece with solid points on actionable tips. I can contribute regularly to blogs as well. Here are some topics I'd like to discuss. Why do people like to use sex toys? How do I introduce my wife to sex toys? Sex bloggers name their favorite sex toys.
It's so dumb.
Let me know, and I'll be sending you a rough draft of my first blog post as soon as possible. I look forward to hearing from your team soon.
Why? Like, we just get the most random
crap. It's got to be bad AI. No, somebody's got some AI out there pointed at contact forms, and they're just
filling them.
Was like, it confused it for like pet pipes and fixed dogs.
I'd like you to pet my pipe.
That is good, Austin.
I'd like you to touch my dog.
That is.
Do you touch cats? Because I got a kitten you could touch.
I was hoping to catch Dave. You know like, what?
I was. No, I'm not. No comment.
Yeah.
Like, no, I mean, like I'm trying to class it up.
We do a fair amount of video.
You two are not helping.
Maybe we're not going to, maybe we need to, you know, hey, send us some free samples and we'll do a video. No, I'm kidding.
This is my curiosity face.
No,
I'm saying
we do video in the plumbing company, not with adult toys.
No,
hey, expand your horizons, Mitch.
Yeah.
Damn it. We're trying to make money here.
Yeah. Never know what could happen.
It's so far, it hasn't been really successful, but we're trying to make money.
I can just picture this now. Somebody gets like a suction cup dildo and they're trying to like plunge a bathtub with it.
Stop. Stop.
This plunger sucks.
Stop. Oh, what's the matter with you, dude?
Although the veins make it grippy.
I'm glad Caitlin left. Oh, she's back. Never mind. Back.
What is the matter with you?
I don't know.
It's funny though.
That was him that time. I did not deter the conversation. I'm over here like,
I will back you 100%. That was 100% Mitch. I was drawing this big veiny triumphant bastard. Like, what's the matter with you, man?
So back to saving money with Empower payments. If you're looking for
Brady's
ways,
Brady's gonna be pissed.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, we kind of derailed the conversation.
Sorry,
there.
Brady.
You put what into my advertisement?
Yeah. If you'd like to look into saving money, there's going to be a link in the description of the show where you can check out Empower Payments and get on like a discovery call with them and figure out if they can save you money and how they can set you up. So
yeah, it's really a win-win for the companies that are looking for.
Yeah,
for a credit card processor.
We've never
it's
done
just,
it any other way.
It's just like it makes sense. Like, you know, we talk about nickel and diming yourself and your own company, like not looking for the best price, not because you're busy and this and that and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like this is one of those things that it's an upfront switch, but then after that, it's over.
Well,
like it literally, as long as you keep running your business, you're saving that money over what you're doing now forever.
Right.
Like it's just common sense.
Well,
it's one of those things that works.
A lot of, like, the more things you put under one roof, the more at risk you are, I think. Prime example of that. When you go to, like, an all-in-one digital marketing agency, where the same agency is doing your search engine optimization and your pay-per-click and your Google LSA and all of those things, you're in a prime position to be taken advantage of because they can rob money from one area and hide it under another, and they're taking money from you,
yeah,
and you're really... You know, that relationship is more about growing their business than it is yours.
Yeah.
At that point, right?
Well, we're probably going to have an episode about that here again.
Yeah. One of our TradeWinds members just went through what I went through about a year ago.
Yep.
And had to fire their all-in-one digital marketing agency.
Getting screwed.
And CRMs can be that way as well. Like all of them, yes, they do offer credit card processing. It just makes sense. It makes it more streamlined and everything else. However, you go take like a House Call Pro, for example. They offer a CRM, they offer a phone answering service, they offer credit card processing, they also offer business coaching.
Yep.
You put all your eggs into that one basket, and now who's at fault if something's not working right?
Well, you're just wasting dollars.
A lot
like,
of dollars.
Like you were saying just a minute ago, they can hide this money here, this money here, this money here, and explain away
and
things that are actually happening.
Yeah.
We actually had a TradeWinds group call about this a couple months ago, but it was just about exactly what you're saying. You need to break that stuff up. If you're going to hire a company for SEO, only have them do your SEO. If you're going to hire a company for LSA, have them only do your LSA.
Yeah.
If you're going to use House Call Pro, use House Call Pro. It's a good service. Don't let them do your credit card processing. Do it out. Don't let
them answer your phones.
Yeah. Doesn't Service Fusion allow you to use credit cards through them?
Yeah.
Don't they have one?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it costs too much money.
Yeah. It's 3.5%.
Yeah.
And typically,
do it outside of your CRM. Like it doesn't, not to cut you off, Austin.
No, you're gonna
like
cut you off.
It just makes sense. When you only use a company for one thing, it allows you to really look at what's happening and hold them accountable for the one thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
Is it more office work? Yes. Is it more mental work? Yes. But it allows you to track those dollars and cents more closely than if it's all under one umbrella.
Well, it's no different than hiring, like, I wouldn't expect my plumbers to be able to answer the phone and do the marketing and run the plumbing calls and run the schedule and do the bookkeeping.
Yeah.
And all of that. Like, I hire a plumber to be a plumber.
Yeah. They're,
right?
They're, how do I want to say this? Their focus is split.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense. It doesn't work.
And the moment everything is important, then nothing is important, right?
Yeah.
And so when you go to an all-in-one agency,
that's a good way to say it.
They try to say, oh, we're good at everything. No, you're not.
Yeah.
And you're really just diluting what you're really good at.
Well, and that's a good point you bring up. Like an SEO company that's very good at SEO and then becomes successful, they're like, we're going to bring this on. We're going to bring this on. We're going to bring this on.
Right.
And you know that like they're diluting, like what you just said, what they're actually good at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So whatever, like this is, I don't want to say this is a rule of thumb way to think about it, but it is. Whatever the company you're using is, whatever they started with, whatever their bread and butter is, that's what you should be paying them to do because that's what they're best at.
Yeah.
Like don't be taking their add-ons. Like go to another company that
is better at credit card processing, or, and I don't want to beat the horse to death, or better at marketing, or whatever it is, like, that company's bread and butter is what you should be paying them for, not all their extras.
Well, and it's a huge line of respect to get from a company whenever they draw the line themselves. And a prime example of that is I had somebody reach out to me in a private message and ask who I'm using for SEO. And so I told him, and I made the introduction. I'm like, he's awesome. He does great for me. Well, they're in a different line of work. They're not a plumber.
Oh, okay.
And so my SEO guy, first of all, appreciated me for the SEO stuff, for the connection.
Of course, whether it works out or not.
But then he reaches back out like a week and a half later, and he's like, hey, I'm just going to let you know, I took that guy and I actually referred him to somebody else because I'm really good at plumbing SEO, but doesn't do plumbing, and so I'm going to refer him to somebody else that does really good with what he's doing.
That's great.
And I'm like, that's huge. Like, that's a great sign of respect.
Well, it's not just a great sign of respect, that you know immediately that that guy's upstanding.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it allows you to trust them more also.
100%.
You know?
Well, I mean, like for me, the videography work that I do on the side, I'm the guy you go to when you need someone who could be come in and be fast, efficient, you know, one camera operator, get everything done in a couple of days. I'm not the guy you call, you know, with a 10-man crew and we got to rent out stuff or go to the rental house.
Yeah.
So I kind of...
You're wasting their time at that point.
Yeah, so I kind of fill that sort of void where someone, they want someone to come out and do a professional video, but they don't want to have a whole production company come out with like rental vans and rental, you know, camera packages and stuff. And so I kind of tailor what we do on that.
Everyone has their niche market, right?
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's sort of the market I'm able to get in, sort of like that kind of sub 1,000, around 1,000 kind of market, to where I'm not charging 10,000.
Yeah. But, if I was going to, like, so for Austin, like if I was going to have headshots or some topless photo shot, I would call Austin.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Photos like this.
Like if I was going to do that, I would call Austin. I wouldn't call Austin to shoot a music video for me if I was going to put a band together.
Right.
You know, cause you got to have 3-4 cameras. You got to have some audio experience. You know what I mean? Like, so he knows his wheelhouse, right?
Yeah.
We all have our wheelhouses.
Right. It's the same reason I don't do new construction plumbing. Yeah. Well, for one, it doesn't pay well.
Well, first off, that is your wheelhouse. If you wanted to do it.
Oh, I totally kill it in there. It's just no money in it.
It's your wheelhouse, but it's not like, that's not where you would, like for you, it would be like if someone was like, hey, Mitch, I need you to do HVAC service.
That's what
like,
That's what they call the entrepreneurial seizure.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm really good.
That's good.
I'm really good at running a plumbing company. You want me to do HVAC? Cool. I guess I'll just. This is my sign to start an HVAC company.
Yeah, and then you go to either. Like, no. You either hire. Even if you were to go, like, say you came to me and said, Dave, I want to start an HVAC branch. I'm going to hire you to run it. I'm going to do this, and we're going to do it. Like, we could do it, but that's not your wheelhouse.
Right.
Like the uphill struggle it would take to get that done.
Yeah.
Like you'd be spending $200,000. Like, well, just, you know, to get it.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what you want to do.
Right. Because
you build your business and for plumbing, your inventory. And, like, for me, the camera stuff around how you work and, you know, efficient your time. I prep editing a certain way because of the clients that I choose to take on.
Yeah. And the photos systems and videos that you take.
Yeah. We actually split up. Like, she does the photography
setup and your editing,
and I do the video. So anyone that comes in that's like, hey, we need photos, I said, text Caitlin. She'll get you set up. She'll take care of all the scheduling and that. We divide it that way because when it comes to photography, I have no motivation or drive. I don't find it, unless it's like film photography.
Is he telling
me
he's kicking away work? He's like, he's kicking away photography.
Well,
right?
I do it so I can focus on videos. You know,
you gotta take that work, man.
Well,
it's still in your wheelhouse.
We all have our specialties.
Yeah.
Is the big thing, and so don't branch out of your specialty, and don't use a business to branch out of their specialty.
Yeah.
Like House Call Pro, they're a great CRM. Sure. Are they great at credit card processing? Well, they are, because they make money hand over fist.
Yeah.
Is it great for you?
No.
No.
Is it growing their business or is it growing yours?
It's growing theirs.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And so the CRM can grow your business, right? Because you can learn how to use the CRM. You can maximize that data. You can remarket to your customers and all of that stuff. Mm. And that's not House Call Pro. That's any CRM. That's Field Pulse. Mm. That's any of them, right?
Yeah.
But... you know, don't use your CRM for business coaching. Don't use your CRM for credit card processing if you can avoid it. Don't use your CRM to answer your phones. Like, don't use your CRM for bookkeeping. I mean, House Call Pro has numerous issues. Like, we hear it all the time in TradeWinds.
Oh my God, it's freaking brutal.
Call Pro does not connect well to QuickBooks Online. And there are guys that have like double entered revenue and all of this stuff. And it's, I saw a post in the House Call Pro Facebook group today talking about 807 errors, bookkeeping errors from Q1 alone. And they have to go through and manually correct all of these errors. And it's a bad connection between House Call Pro and QuickBooks.
I don't want to get off on a whole thing here, but it is. I hate the online. TradeWinds uses online QuickBooks. Mm. I hate it. Because I like having standalone software, because I don't like when people are changing and messing my stuff around. But they do not.
David wants to get an Atlas or Abacus. What's the
Abacus?
Abacus.
Yeah, I knew you'd find it. I knew where you. But you can still buy their standalone software where they don't upgrade it. And I don't know how that works with House Call Pro or doesn't. But it.
Well, the thing with the, you have to have the online version so that it connects to your bank accounts and so that it connects to your CRM and all the things are talking to each other.
I know. But if it's not working, like House Call Pro isn't working right now with QuickBooks Online.
Yeah.
QuickBooks Online. You've got to do something. Like, what are you going to do? You're going to switch CRMs?
Yeah.
You're not switching CRMs right now.
I would if it wasn't connecting to my QuickBooks. Hell yeah, I would.
But that makes my point and doesn't make my point all at the same time.
Literally, the whole reason you have a CRM is to make your life easier. And the moment there's 807 errors from Q1, your life is no longer easier.
I know. And this isn't a field pulse thing, but hey, guys, if it's not working,
I'm just saying,
switch to field pulse. I mean,
every time I talk to field pulse, they talk about the House Call Pro users coming over in droves because they're tired of all the problems.
And it's not, it's what's weird is, and I'm not going to turn this into House Call Pro bashing, but. Like, it's weird. It's only with QuickBooks.
Yeah.
And I don't understand the issues. It's like, in my brain, I think of it as like one of those head guys is mad at one of the other head guys. Mm-hmm. And that guy is also mad at them. No. And so they're like, fuck this. We're not going to have our shit work right together. And Service Fusion works great with it. And Field Pulse works great with it. Like, what are we doing?
Realistically, Titan works great with it. It's probably a setup error because it doesn't happen to all HCP users. It's probably a setup error, and they just haven't identified the error to go in and be like, you know, bold print, don't make this error, otherwise you're going to double report revenue.
I think House Call Pro has changed something because it seems to only be newer users.
I don't know.
So I that's just my gut. I think that's what's going on, and they haven't, like you said, they haven't found it yet.
Yeah.
Because the older users seem to not be having as many issues. But I mean,
who knows?
And I'm not bashing them. I'm just, you know, if the shit's not, like Mitch said, if the shit's not making your life easier and it's making you work more, stop using it,
right.
Regardless of what it is.
Right.
Whether it's House Call, whether it's service type, it doesn't matter. If it's making your life more difficult, stop using it. If it's costing you a ton of money, stop using it.
Careful how far you take that. Otherwise, guys are going to dump their ladies. It's making their life more difficult and costing them a lot of money.
if she's making your life difficult and costing you money and you're not getting quote unquote what you need, dump her.
Dump her.
I'm just saying.
All right, Dr. Phil.
I will Dr. Phil this thing into the fucking ground, dude. Wrap us up, Mitch. We look like an hour and 10 minutes.
We've done a lot of rambling, but we've talked about three key things about how,
too much
not,
rambling.
How it was, to not be a shitty salesman.
It was mostly just awesome.
The Brand Aid tap cards, the Google reviews, and the Empower payments. So check the links in the show description for both the Google review tap cards and the Empower payments thing. If you want access to, on average, 2% credit card processing, again, that's how I run it. Might be 2.5% for you, somewhere around there. But check that stuff out. If you want to see how to get your missing Google reviews back, go back to episode 107, where we talk about that. So until next time, guys, we will see you later.